Welcome back. Well, while many of you go about your business every day thinking that the C-19 bioweapon shot mandate has been dropped in our military and everything's back to normal in there, 21-year-olds are suffering heart attack after heart attack because internally the mandate lives and breathes. The American people need to know on the outside what's really happening. And our troops who are working on the inside also need to know the truth about the theater and the that are being perpetrated to continue to get these shots into our military. They are lying. I want you to listen to the testimony of this active National Guardswoman denied health care after suffering not one, but two heart attacks after getting the C-19 bioweapon shots. Please roll the tape.
It's like the first time I've really talked about it, but lies were made about me, and I was denied cardiology appointments after my second heart attack. And between the first and the second one, that's 2 months, and I had still yet to see a cardiologist. And they had been denying me medical care for over 4 months.
Yeah. Can I ask what the lies were?
So they told the doctor that I was unable to make it to Fort Bliss, Texas. I was stationed in Arizona. I was unable to make it to Fort Bliss, Texas because I was out of state with a family emergency with my father. First of all, I was in the state. Second of all, I don't have a dad. And third of all, I was able to make it and I needed that appointment. I was 2 days after a heart attack.
And so after that inconvenient first heart attack, you are denied heart care, cardiology care, on this bogus lie, obviously demonstrable lie, and then you have another heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
That's as scandalous as it gets.
Yeah. And I got, am I allowed to curse on the show?
You can do whatever you want on the show.
Okay, so I got told when I had asked them, why is my appointment canceled? I had found out through my platoon that it was canceled. They didn't tell me. And it was 12 hours before the appointment. And so I found out through my platoon, that's a HIPAA violation, opening up about medical information about others without consent. So that was a big issue. And when I found out, went down to the drill sergeant's office and I spoke to them and I asked them what's going on. And me crying, I was like, this is insane. Like, you guys can't just sit here and tell me that's canceled. It's been in the books for months now. And you guys are the ones who scheduled it. And so I walked away and I was like, I'm tired of this place. I want my medical records. And they told me to quit bitching.
Quit bitching. Quit bitching about your heart attack that you had and the heart appointment that was canceled.
I made those calls. And that's how I found out that recording of the phone call through the appointment line and the case manager at the other base. And so I asked her, how long do I have till I can use this? And she said, it'll be unable to be used in 2 years. And so I said, okay.
Well, it's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, she actually lays out the evidence of how they're lying. No, you can't get healthcare, but also you weren't there. You didn't show up. You were out of town. I mean, they are actively lying about these people. It's ridiculous. Look, there's no one who could explain it better than someone who is on the inside and who's been helping his fellow troops, brothers and sisters, since he unfortunately took the shot and has dedicated his life, even within the military, under the pseudonym Danny, also known on Telegram as Terminal CWO. And I want to share with you this clip of an audio. One of the things I like most about Danny and his work is these audios that he, it's just his voice. He's got the best voice in the world and he's got great passion and he's an incredible teacher. So let's take a listen and we'll stop along the way. I might have a comment or two, but he just did such an incredible job. I want you to hear this. Here we go.
So this video of Carolina talking, she's talking about how she received the vaccine and her unit lied about her, about the fact that she had a heart attack. She had two heart attacks by the age of 21. And these appointments that were scheduled to Fort Bliss, they lied and said all these things. And you start to see that and you think, wow, that's really bad. Let me explain something to you. I started talking to my wife about this system that was created that literally the DOD took an entire, the entire component, everything that falls under the DOD, and they created this lie that it's safe and effective. And I told my wife, I said, they were taking people and they were sending them to behavioral health, people that had no other prior medical history of any sort that had anything to do with, you know, shortness of breath or heart conditions. All of a sudden they had these things and they said, I just had the vaccine. I just got vaccinated and I have this, I have this. And we have firsthand accounts of people being sent to behavioral health by their units because their units said, no, you're crazy. Because the vaccine is safe and effective, you need to go to mental health and you need to get checked out because it can't be bad.
Listen, look at those, look at the desperate lies behind the damage and the injuries from these shots. Because they know the whole damn world and the country will blow up. And it's about to. It's about to.
It can't have done these things to you. And my wife said, but how? How do they get away with this? The shrinks, they'd be just as culpable. Yes. But the whole system was built around this.
That's right. The entire, if it's a DOD operation, which they're proving it every day, then they are also in on the plan, and it must have been planned ahead of time, for dealing with fallout. You don't pay attention to your lying eyes. Oh, you had a heart attack? And by the way, if you have damage from a heart attack, remember what's behind me, okay? That QRS complex, an EKG, I can tell you if you've had a heart attack in most areas of that EKG. I can corroborate. I can definitely diagnose a heart attack, a myocardial infarct. An infarct is being denied oxygen long enough that the tissue is dead. Dead. Cardiac tissue doesn't repair, doesn't replace itself. Okay? So an infarct, it's not a transient ischemic attack, which is a fancy name for short-term transient ischemia, little deprivation of oxygen, but ischemia is a temporary, right? When you're deprived of the oxygen and the tissue is dead, it's an infarct. So you have a heart attack. I can see it on your EKG, 99 times out of 100. They know they have the proof that these people have had a heart attack, but you need mental health. We want to have you evaluated. This is what they're doing in plain sight. And you want to scratch your head and go, come on. Like Danny's wife said, how are they getting away with it? Because they're running the show.
Everybody to every level, four-star general on down, the entire medical system, every apparatus within the Department of Defense was conditioned to say it's safe and effective. There is nothing wrong with this vaccine. It's all in your head.
Remember my Woody Woodpecker? I know we laugh about it, but safe and effective, safe and effective. Just keep saying it, safe and effective. It's also a crime to say safe and effective because it's an FDA regulated term that requires certain truth, certain data, certain types of studies, right? I'm just connecting dots that I've laid out before.
To the extent that the DOD took the most comprehensive database of medical data.
The DMED.
In the entire world.
The DMED was pristine because it was only entered, data was only entered by military physicians. Unlike VAERS that does have its limitations because anybody, your neighbor can file for you and report.
I'm talking about DMED.
DMED is what the four, there are more now, DOD whistleblowers put their lives on the line for, to show you. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, Major Dr. Sam Sigaloff, Lieutenant Mark Bashaw.
Took the most comprehensive, I mean, we had every demographic you can imagine in this thing. All personnel in DOD, their family members, everything. Every event that has happened. We have decades of this stuff. Literally the most comprehensive database in the world. And when that information came out, When those whistleblowers brought that information out, the DOD within a week scalped the information off of this thing and just erased numbers and put whatever they wanted in there to alter five.
Filthy criminals. This is a DOD operation.
Years worth of data. Do you understand? And I asked that, and that's just my passion bleeding through, because many people don't understand. They say, how? Having this conversation with my wife, she's been by my side while I've been doing this stuff for so long. And even then, it shocks her when I tell her this stuff. Tell her about people being sent to behavioral health. When I tell her about these situations with this soldier here, Carolina, and how her chain of command denied her medical care. This happens by the thousands, by the tens of thousands. Mm. This is happening all across the Department of Defense. In every section, in every team, in every, you can go into any unit and you can anecdotally ask anybody out there if they know somebody who has heart issues now, and they will tell you, yes, I've been doing it for a year now. And I'm telling you, it is the most comprehensive and widespread lie that I've ever seen in my life, and that has probably ever existed in the history of mankind, connected across an entire, you know, infrastructure of DOD personnel and worldwide, to be adopted by nation states and everything else. This stuff is not singular or isolated. And the DOD is at the forefront of committing this crime.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for that truth. Go back and look at Sasha Latipova's work from day one. A year and a half ago, she had the documentation. She had the contracts between the DOD and Pfizer and Moderna and all these other. Moderna's the government. That's Fauci's creation. But here's the bottom line. They're still taking out our military. This DOD operation, he just said it. It's a DOD operation at the forefront. Your own government. This operation is taking out our own military while the leaders wear skirts and lipstick. I could almost throw up. When I return, we'll get into some pretty complex questions on Ask Dr. Jane. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get my pillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a my pillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.